Hey everyone, welcome back to NFL Network. Wabi with a special guest. It's Lindsay Rhodes, the awesome host of NFL Total Access. Lindsay, that's with an A. At Lindsay Rhodes on Twitter. Lindsay with an A. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Good to be here.
You were in Minnesota for the Super Bowl.
I was.
Hosting shows and doing the whole thing. So I want to know what you thought about the experience.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. Everybody was so nice. All of those cliches, right, like about the nice people in the area, mm-hmm. turned out to be completely true.
Okay.
It was very, very cold, as all of you well know. But I was of the mind, as somebody who grew up in California, lives in California, I never get a chance to be in cold weather mm-hmm. that's that particular. It felt like a novelty, so I really actually enjoyed the cold weather.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know, a change of pace. It was kind of cool to have a Super Bowl in a totally different environment like that.
Now, we want to play in the Super Bowl next year. It's in Atlanta, so you won't have to bring your parka.
So close.
Okay.
So
and close this and year. We're hoping an important component of that is going to be the play of our quarterback. What'd mm-hmm. you think about us signing Kirk Cousins?
It seems like it was a really good move. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to be in agreement that that was the top free agent target out there. I mean, I think he's a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I have seen enough to be as excited as I feel like maybe I should be.
Okay.
Like the way, you know, people are talking about it, like it's the best thing that ever happened to the Vikings.
Okay.
You guys had some pretty good quarterbacks. I mean, Case Keenum played well.
He played great.
Last year.
He did.
It wasn't like you won in spite of Case Keenum.
All right, so let's think of it this way. Mm-hmm. Don't think about it just from the quarterback's perspective. Think about what it means to the team. Teddy Bridgewater had maybe, you know, the best season of his career, obviously, with the Vikings. Sam Bradford set an NFL record for completion percentage with the Vikings.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Case Keenum had the best season of his career.
So Kirk Cousins is going to be like, oh, what you've seen is nothing compared to what we're about to see.
I'm just saying, is this not the best team that he's been on, perhaps? And maybe we can expect an even better performance.
Not even perhaps. For sure, it's the best team that he's been on. You get Dalvin Cook back in the backfield, and the run game gets going, and he'll have a lot of weapons. Mm-hmm. So he should be at his best.
Yep. And you get he's in an environment now where the defense that's on the other side is going to give up 17 points a game.
Yeah.
Quarterback's going to like that.
Yeah, that goes without saying that the defense is definitely the best defense that he's played with.
Yeah.
And that's, that's a great situation for him.
What's it like getting to talk football every single day out here at NFL Network?
Every single day. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty good job.
And, you know, you get to do it with a lot of smart people who know a lot about the game, like yourself. How do you decide what to talk about every day?
I mean, there are obviously every day there is a handful of stories that kind of pop up in the news.
Yeah.
This is a busy time of year, so this is actually a fun. You know, they say that it's the off season. There's really not much off about the off season in the NFL. There's like July, a couple of weeks in July, and then like June, and that's pretty much the only like really quiet time.
Yeah.
Every other time, there's actually a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I'm a big draft dork. Like, I really like getting into what do you think that they're thinking and getting into the strategy and actually going on all of the cap websites and trying to figure out money for free agency. And, like, I geek out about this kind of
stuff. You're a football junkie, like the rest of us.
Yes, but I like the strategy that's involved with the front office part of the offseason or the part of the season.
This is their season.
Totally.
Right? I mean, when you're talking about, free agency, re-signings, restructuring, mm-hmm. right? And then where you prioritize stuff for the draft, it's like a big jigsaw puzzle. And a big piece for the Vikings was the Cousins signing, right?
Right.
And now how does that fit into the whole puzzle?
Yeah. And then what's left for you guys to have to do in the draft? I mean, like, we need a better backup guard. I mean, you guys are set.
Well, we hope so.
There aren't a lot of holes that appear to be pretty obvious.
It's a 13-3 team coming back, having won a division title, and they're going to have to defend the NFC North. That's a good position to be in, isn't it?
It is a great position.
People, stay tuned to NFL's Total Access to learn more about that. And I want you to sign off from this interview. So I want you to say, like, for more great coverage of the Vikings, stay tuned to Vikings.com. Give us a Lindsay Rhodes sign-off.
Well, you just told me exactly what to say, so I'm going to say exactly that. For more great coverage of the Minnesota Vikings, stay tuned.
Stay tuned
because it's a website, right?
Oh.
Like, stay logged in to Vikings.com. It's cool. We'll save it with that.
Good job.